is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. As always, there's a lot to discuss here tonight. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right. So, again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. But in the news, we mentioned recently the fact that, I think you said it was last night maybe, Mark, certainly very recently, that there have been more suicides in this, I guess, conflict over in Iraq / Afghanistan than there have been actually deaths on the battlefield. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard, and I've heard it multiple times in the last year.
Well, now there's news out of Killeen, Texas at MySanAntonio.com, where Sergeant First Class Gregory Eugene Giger was a tall, quiet Texan even after his wife filed for divorce while he was in Iraq, says his mom. Still, he was devastated. She said, "The only thing that I know is when she sued for divorce, she charged him with $2,000 a month child support and insisted that he pay half of the house. And by the time she got through charging
him... How the heck can a guy pay that?
By the time she got through charging him with various things, he had very little money left over, not even hardly enough to pay for his rent. Authorities found Giger, 42, of Houston, dead in his apartment near Fort Hood, hanging by necktie. He was one of at least 22 GIs from that very post to commit suicide in 2010. The Fort Hood mark is a new record for the post and contributed to the Army's worst year for suicides. There was, however, a sign of hope in the grim tally. Slightly fewer active duty soldiers died by their own hand compared with 2009. But there was bad news, too. The number of suicides in the National Guard and the Army Reserve rose sharply." The Army.
So people that didn't expect to be over in Iraq for a very long time when you sign up for the National
Guard. Or at all.
Yeah.
You sign up for the National Guard, you don't expect to leave the country.
The unit I was in went to Iraq, I guess, about 2 years after I was out. Mm-hmm. And they're an artillery unit. They were sent to guard duty, basically, just to give them a rifle and stand there and guard, I guess.
But you were actually in the Army.
Yes. Well, I was in the Army National Guard.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that.
Yes. In the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
And you managed to escape prior to the assignment.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. Very fortunate.
Yes.
We've been talking about the suicides here, and according to the story, the 22 suicides that happened at Fort Hood in the last year alone doubled the amount that happened in 2009 and was 8 more than Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The Army's Chief of Staff, General Chiarelli, told the San Antonio Express News that suicides at or near the fort have increased as more soldiers have been returning from combat. The
post-traumatic stress, I've watched several videos on this and seen and heard reports on NPR, stuff like that. It's amazing what happens to these guys because, people tend to lump veterans all together. JJ, I'm sure they call you a veteran, right?
I guess.
Yeah, people call you a veteran, but you haven't hoisted a...
I haven't been in combat.
Right, you haven't been an infantry in combat or whatever the term is, and
right.
So people tend to lump the veterans all together, but there's very different circumstances these people deal with. And when you hear some of the stories about these guys in these battle situations, this isn't the good guys and the bad guys lined up on a hillside somewhere, lobbing bullets at each other. This is in cities and towns with children and women. They're getting caught in the crossfire. It's so here you have a kid with a bullet in his chest, blowing air out of his chest and blood and guts and stuff out of his chest while you're trying to fight off the bad guy. Which one do you take care of, the kid or the bad guy? I mean, it's got to be terrible and really shocking.
Well, also something to consider is that the professional fighting force that the Army once was is not the same anymore. They had to lower the standards for letting people in.
More than once.
Many times in order to meet recruitment efforts. So you'll have people that shouldn't have been in there either because they didn't score high enough on a test or they had psychological problems or they were a gang member or some prison gang affiliation sort of thing. Because they do background checks, of course. And so this has lowered not only the overall preparedness and readiness of the forces, but the individual units that have a lot of these problem members are just suffering because of it.
Yeah, it absolutely is the case. And, of course, things aren't getting better for the U.S. military over time. As you pointed out, they've had to lower those standards over and over again to the point where they're really, like, letting the guys that can barely shoot straight into the military.
Well, you know, I really wonder about the mental condition of somebody who isn't mentally damaged when they go into one of these combat situations and see some of the stuff that I've heard about. I mean, what does it take not to be damaged?
Be a psychopath, maybe?
I just wonder.
According to the story here, the Pentagon has launched mental health and suicide prevention programs, created an army task force in hopes of turning the tide in 2000, instead of, you know, stopping the crazy fighting. We're just going to create a task force and talk to people. In 2008, the Army began a five-year study with the National Institute of Mental Health. The research effort examines risk and resilience factors associated with suicides. A new military research consortium will test and develop interventions. So far, however, little has changed. The vast majority of the victims were men, with the bulk of the soldiers coming from the lower enlisted ranks. 18 of last year's 301 suicides were women, prompting the bureaucrat to tell reporters on Wednesday that resiliency among females in some cases seems to be higher than for men. He said that could explain why
I would suggest that, and I don't know, I'm just drawing a conclusion here, I would suggest that fewer women are in combat than men, too, as a percentage.
Yeah, right. I guess that would be the case. Yeah.
Usually women aren't in the combat MOSs. They aren't allowed, so... But I just saw a story not too long ago about them reconsidering the fact that women should be allowed to hoist more of a combat role along with their male counterparts.
I've heard women are in support roles, and sometimes that can mean gunner on a Humvee or something like that.
Like in a supply group, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if they got one Humvee and it's close, she's going to be the one who's on the gun, you know, and that's the way...
I think you're onto something, because the next point here is that it's time in the war zone that is a big factor in the deaths. Roughly 2 out of 3 of the active duty soldiers committing suicide have gone to war, while nearly half of all guardsmen have fought. But all other issues are in play, including depression, alcohol, and drug abuse, which, of course,
I'd be darn depressed if I was like this guy, and I didn't have my kids anymore, my kid anymore either.
Sure.
I guess three big factors. I think men are more likely to be alcoholics than women. Men are more likely those are the numbers I've seen. Hmm. I mean, I don't know what the societal reasons for that are or whatever. Men are more likely to lose their kids in a divorce, and men are more likely to be the ones in combat.
Yep, and of course, if you're in combat, you're seeing all these horrors, and then you have all the extra things happen to you, like the wife divorcing you, then that might lead to depression, that might lead to alcohol and drug abuse, which is going to, you know, not help your problems.
And it's the war that led to the divorce, in general, because the guy's away.
Also failed or failing relationships, financial woes, and legal and disciplinary troubles. So, you know, there's more to the story. You can go to mysanantonio.com to get the full piece. But I thought it was important to bring that up because we had mentioned it recently, and it's still a problem. Apparently, the total number down slightly from 2009, the total number of suicides, but at that one particular fort, it had doubled. So it's still a big, big problem amongst the ranks of these poor people that are being forced to fight in the name of a bunch of politicians.
Well, you know, when you use the term force, they had the opportunity to sign up, you know, as a volunteer. It's just once they're in there and they see what happens, then what do? You've got situations where guys shoot themselves in the foot in order to not go back, you know, all kinds of things.
Well, of course,
how awful must a place be in order for you to shoot yourself in the foot not to go back?
Well, this is one of those areas that I kind of agree with Ron Paul of, as far as government-supplied health care. Like, the people coming back from these war, the people in this country, unfortunately, owe them that obligation. Not, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to pay for it, and there's a lot of problems that we should be paying for, but they're not getting the care they need. The money isn't there for the funding in the veteran hospitals and the post-traumatic stress syndrome sort of counseling methods. And so a lot of these people aren't getting the help they richly deserve for what they've done.
I just want to shave a little bit off that point. I don't owe them anything because I didn't send them over there.
Yeah, I didn't hire them.
I agree.
However, it's not really going to make a difference because I'm not going to stop paying taxes because I don't want to not go to prison and, you know, not see my family anymore. So I do think that the government owes them.
Indeed. Right, there's more coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the features are completely free, and there are a bunch of archives there. In fact, a lot of them going all the way back to late 2006. You can get the last week's worth at the very top of the page, and then you click into the archive section and go way back. All of it is completely free, and the archives are brought to you by our friends over at HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything. You sign up with HostGator, you get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free domain transfers, 24/7 technical support, 45-day money-back guarantee, and if you use the portal that we've created, that's hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. They've got all kinds of tools to help you build your website. They make it easy for you at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We started out talking about the military suicides. There's a lot in the news. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything you want. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to tell us at some point about a shot through the border. Somebody was murdered by a cop? Shot a kid across the border? We'll talk about that. But first, to Massachusetts, where JJ is going to share with us a crazy story about government regulation gone amok. And, of course, Massachusetts is the right place for this to happen.
Indeed. Massachusetts restaurants prep for food allergy law on QSRweb.com. As of February 1, all Massachusetts restaurants will be required to have a certified food protection manager on staff. The National Restaurant Association.
All restaurants.
Every single restaurant, no matter how big or small, it's a restaurant.
Wow.
We'll have the National Restaurant Association and the Massachusetts Restaurant Association jointly unveiled an approved program to help restaurants comply with the state's restaurant allergy awareness law that was passed in 2009. The food production manager must have completed allergen awareness training through a program recognized by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Certifications must be renewed every 5 years. The State Health Department approved the MRA, Massachusetts Allergen Training Program, which includes a 30-minute online training video developed by the Food Allergen and Anaphylaxis Network. The program covers various types of food allergies, the consequences of cross-contamination, and the necessary precautions to take when serving guests with food allergens. Managers also learned what steps to take if guests experience a reaction. Additionally, these managers, according to the Boston Channel, are responsible for teaching the restaurant staff about serving customers with food allergies and minimizing mistakes. They are also expected to personally serve food to guests with allergies. As the law rolls into place, restaurants are encouraged to avoid...
So the manager has to be the one to serve the food to somebody who comes in with allergies.
Yes.
They're required to have an inspector, a food allergy inspector on site?
Yes.
At all times?
And it's a 30-minute video.
What's that mean?
Right, well, they're not saying that they have to hire a new staff member. They're saying that an existing staff member needs to go through this government training.
Once every 5 years and pay that fee.
To help protect the people that can't eat peanuts or whatever it is that the issue is. Now, when you look at this, it sounds like, this is a good thing. I mean, people are getting sick. They have allergies. We want to make sure that people are healthy. We want to make sure that they're not getting sick at a restaurant they go and visit. Who could be opposed to something like this?
Well, I think the small businesses that have one or two people on staff, and then now they have to pay this additional fee and have this additional noose waiting to go around their neck for the next inspector that comes around asking to see some certificates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sort of stuff. Imagine the bureaucrats thinking, well, if we need to make money for our budget shortfalls, let's charge every single restaurant, you know, what is it, $100, $200 to certify every 5 years.
Does it say in there what
I'm not seeing the actual price. I imagine it would depend.
It's probably going to couple hundred bucks.
Well, it would have
to be right.
Yeah, the approved program. I'm sure the free market will come up with approved programs, but they all have to fit this one, you know, the law. As far as the law dictates, they have to watch this video. It has to cover these details. And so I'm sure there's money to be made here. And it's another example of the government intervening in small businesses in a way that will prevent them from expanding, adding employees, and that sort of stuff.
And also, in this instance, doesn't it require the person to come in and alert the restaurant that, hey, I have this food allergy? Because otherwise, how are you supposed to know who's got a food allergy?
Further down in the article, the part of the law requires that before placing your order, please inform your server if a person in your party has a food allergy. So now basically, they're taking the due diligence of the consumer going about and ordering food from a place that they know they won't get any allergy problems, and they're putting it in the hands and the liability in the hands of the restaurant, and just letting whatever lawsuits happen because of that or whatever litigation will come about when the consumer doesn't do their job in picking the right place to get their food from.
So the worst part of this seems to be, you know, it's one thing to make a, you know, mom and pop restaurant, send them out a videotape and say, hey, watch this. And it's another thing to charge them $200 for their certification to watch this. But a half an hour video that you saw 6 months ago or 2 years ago, I don't know how long it's going to be.
But it was a five-year window that this...
Yes, every 5 years.
So every 5 years you watch a 30-minute video on how to deal with somebody with food allergies. How helpful is that really going to be? I mean, that's a long time ago to be able to remember the specifics.
Well, Mark, think of it this way, though. Think about a lot of restaurants, especially some of these small fast food chains or the small buildings. I suppose the chains could be rather large. But anyway, their turnaround rate. You know, they're going to need to recertify a new person every time this person quits to go to college or leaves their summer job for high school or whatever it is. And here the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases estimates that food allergy occurs in 6 to 8% of children 4 years of age or under and in 3.7% of adults. So all of this extra work for this small percentage of people who should realize that they have a food allergy, who should apply their due diligence.
Right. Some people, as I understand it, die from getting anywhere, you know, like inhaling peanut dust. And, you know, I can only... I mean,
obviously the extreme end of it.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you go into Five Guys Burgers, right outside, have you been there recently?
I haven't.
We've got a new chain here in Keene. I really enjoy the burger. It's good. The fries
are
good. But as far as my own opinion, obviously.
Yeah.
But
you get to have one.
They advertise it right at the window. We have peanuts. We use peanut oil. And it's very clear as soon as you walk in that if you have a peanut allergy, this is not the place you want to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wonder about if you have a severe peanut allergy, it seems to me you really can't go too many places. And is it the responsibility of the business to try to determine who has what types of allergies? You know, like, well, what kind of allergies
have? They're not saying it's the responsibility of the business. It's the responsibility of the consumer to alert them. Otherwise, they would have no idea. They're not going to ask you if you have any food allergies, although who knows, maybe that'll be the next regulation where the server has to ask every single table, and does anyone here have any food allergies? You know, before they actually place the order. Like, I support safety. I think that cleanliness is a good thing and that food should be prepped in an appropriate way. There are what they call, I know that there are at least one certification out there called ServSafe in the food industry. And in a lot of cases, certainly in the corporate chains, there's a requirement that if you're going to be a franchise, say, of, you know, Panera Bread or something like that, that you have to have this ServSafe certification and that your employees have to go through it so they know not to do certain things that are, you know, common mistakes of people that are doing food prep. And I would imagine there is some sort of an allergy addressing that goes on in there, but they're trying to target every single business here as though there's this rash of problems with people getting sick. I want to come back with more. Of course, we'll take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are completely free. We've got a mobile site. You go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to the live streams as well as our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. You'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Maybe you work in the food service industry, and you've got some comments on what's happening in Massachusetts, where this is going through, right, JJ? Isn't a proposal.
This law was passed in 2009. It's coming into effect February 1st.
So every single restaurant in Massachusetts will have to have essentially somebody who has gone through this state-approved certification process.
Certainly.
The restaurateur, the owner, will have to pay however much it's going to be for this 5-year certification, which consists of basically watching a 30-minute video.
That's about it, yeah. As far as I can tell from looking at it, it's a 30-minute video. They print out a certificate, and that's it. Now, the other problem that I see here...
And a point of information, this is going to have to be this person, what do they call it, the food safety or food allergen supervisor or something like that? Basically all about food allergies.
Exactly.
And this
certified food manager.
The certified food manager will have to be on site at all business during all business hours. So they're going to have to certify multiple people, right? Because if one manager is sick, they're going to have to make sure that somebody else can come in. So they're going to have to certify several
Every
of
shift
their
must be covered.
Right, several employees just to make sure that all the shifts and all the hours are covered. You pointed out something really important, and that is that they're not only going to have to pay those costs, but they're going to have these ongoing costs throughout the 5 years where people. It's the food business. People leave. They come and they go.
That's right.
I mean, if you've known people that have been in the food service business, it's very rare that you have. While there are people who are kind of professionals and have been doing it for their whole lives, it's very rare that you encounter those people. Usually it's a lot of college-age people, people that are in
high
school.
Right, I was in the food service industry. I'm not anymore.
Right, people that are maybe younger on in their lives, and they move on. They go on to do other things, or they just hop around from restaurant to restaurant. So frequently, you are seeing people change out. So there's going to be continuing ongoing costs involved in this. And
also,
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
They have to print this out. They have to print out that warning about before placing an order. Please inform your server if you are a person in your party has a food allergy.
Put that on the menu.
On all menus, printed menus, materials, takeout materials, website, catering menus. The quick service restaurants, the ones with just a billboard, can put it on the board or a conspicuous statement. And I think in this other article I found that the key paragraph is very simple. Local health inspectors will check restaurants for compliance with the new regulation and training rules. So it's one of those deals where, everybody has to have this, and, you know, you can just get your daily fine if you don't have this inspection requirement met when the inspector comes calling. And, you know, you have a lot of petty things that happen in restaurants. I know I worked in several restaurants when I was very young. You have a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers, a lot of petty people who would, you know, the kind of people that would quit and then say, well, call in the inspector and say, look, they don't have a food guy there. You should go check them out because I just quit, you know, or some BS like that. I know that's happened. I've heard of it,
sure.
Not my friends specifically, but through friends. About little stupid things like that.
I consider this right up on the same level with the mandates that you can't allow smoking in your restaurant. It's right there. It's not going to affect as many people, but it's the same kind of idea that we must do this for the best interests of everyone.
But I don't know that it's going to achieve any of that. I mean, I suppose the intention is to do some educating on allergens to servers and you know, at least have one key person in the restaurant. But I don't think that a half an hour video is going to be very educational. And I don't think people are going to remember it. And as far as I'm concerned, the responsibility pretty much lies in the hands of the person with the allergy.
I agree
with that.
Because
you never know what could possibly a person be allergic to. I mean, are you going to next? Are they going to mandate that seafood places not serve shellfish?
Well, the responsibility is in the hands of the person who is the customer, or is the person with the allergy, or the family members of the people, the kids with the allergies. It's in their hands, and that's where it should end. That's where this should end. I mean, they should be able to go into a restaurant and do whatever investigation they need to say, hey, are you certified to handle somebody with an allergy, with a peanut allergy? And if the manager gives them this blank stare...
Perhaps not.
Oh, no. Well, then, okay, we're going to go somewhere else. And let the market make these decisions, because you're still... You mentioned, JJ, that there's only a few percentage points of people that are affected by this.
That's right.
But most restaurants that want to serve the public do want to serve all the public, and they're going to want to have this knowledge and this ability, I would think. We were talking about ServSafe before, which is a private certification. You went to their website, and they do offer the certification for food safety as far as allergens are concerned.
Yep.
So it would just simply be a matter of, again, buyer beware. The people come in. They say, hey, are you certified for, can you show me your certification for handling food
with
allergies?
Well, and not only that, but I don't know how much of a problem they're solving. I haven't heard of too many issues of food allergies in at all, to be honest. You know, there hasn't been so many claims made against restaurants. In my personal experience, I haven't seen any.
Here's what, here's where I think it stems from, is I have heard... as a justification for voting for or supporting a no smoking in restaurants and public places bill, I've heard people say, "Well, my friend, my cousin, my baby cousin, or my daughter, or my little brother has severe asthma, and because of it, they can't go to the bowling alley because they smoke in the bowling alley. So I'm going to support this no smoking in public places thing, so that my little brother can have a normal life and go to a bowling alley." And I think that this is the suggestion that restaurants are part of a normal life and that people with allergies should be able to have a normal life, and therefore it is incumbent upon me, if I open a business and say to the public, okay, you can come in here and do business with me, that somehow or another I'm responsible for all the problems that another person might have. That I've got to have the ramp, the wheelchair lift, the bathroom that's like three times too large.
Yep.
That all these things. And I'm not saying that businesses can't compete in that arena. They can if they want. But I just think that there are, you know, there are businesses out there that can that have, you know, neat little spaces. You know, you have to go up this little fire escape to get there, or it's down in a basement someplace.
Right, they usually get grandfathered in.
And you know, well, yeah, but at some point or another, those grandfather things are going to go away. They're not going to have, you know, they're not going to be able to do it anymore. There's a business location in Keene that used to be a barber shop that's now shut down. Why? Because the last business that was there, you know, it went out of business, as businesses tend to. They all have cycles,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't open a new one there.
Yeah, I just, it's not that I'm against this concept. I'm just against mandating the concept.
Yes.
I think that it seems to me, and I agree with you, JJ, that the marketplace has handled this fine so far. The people that have these problems are aware they have these problems, and they know what steps to take. They don't need the government to do this for them.
Every person I've went to a restaurant with that I've known has a food allergy, they ask right out when they talk to the person. They say, do you use these kind of food? Do you sell this? Or do you serve this? Do you mix this in with this? And they do their job.
Usually the server's like,
themselves.
Duh. I don't know.
The server will answer you, but in some cases the cook or whoever does the food prep will come and answer the question, or the manager in some cases. But the business is more than happy to accommodate these people, but I think the people are doing a good enough job already of doing their part in informing the business and asking the questions and following through with their own personal responsibility.
Yeah, it's just another, I think you're absolutely right, it's just another layer of regulation, another fee, another fine, another license for these business owners to pay out, which of course means they have to charge more for the food that they're, because any additional costs, they've got to, they're not going to just eat it, they're going to pass it along
to
their customers. The margins on food aren't particularly high already, so they pretty much can't eat it. They're going to have to pass it along. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Maybe you think we're all wrong on this one, and you're certainly welcome to call in and share your thoughts or bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. When is rape not rape? When a cop does it. We'll explain what happened here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 is the number here. We're going to go to your phone calls about anything, but want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can know that the show, of course, and the website, we give that stuff to you for free. But if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. It's, at its heart, is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. PiratesofSavannahBook.com. It is available in PDF format. You can download it under the Kindle thing, or you can get the audiobook. He's giving it away for free. If you enjoy the book, you can contribute at PiratesofSavannahBook.com.
All right, so let's take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. David is in Wales. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hello?
David, you're on the air.
Hi, you were talking about the smoking ban, right?
We mentioned the smoking ban. Yeah, it's a popular idea amongst the government people around this country, and I don't know about the rest of the world.
Yeah, you do know that's a law that comes from the United Nations, right?
No, I didn't know that. There were different laws around the country. They've been passing at various different rates across the different states, and
yes,
they affect different things. Some of them
not nationwide right now.
No, some of them affect. Are you suggesting it's like boilerplate stuff that they passed down and the states picked it up?
No, what I'm saying is a global agenda, and they passed that law here. And have you ever heard of a British pub? Have you ever heard of a British pub?
Sure.
Yeah. they're all closing all across Britain right now.
Really?
Because they passed a law that banned smoking in public places, which includes basically pubs.
Wow. When did this law go into effect?
2000 and very recently, I think it was 2004. I could be wrong.
Jeez. And you're saying they're now going out of business?
Yeah, they're basically collapsing. I mean, you can walk around streets in Britain and you can see empty pubs and bars and clubs and whatever you want to call it.
So where are people going to drink? Are they just people just drinking at home, or is it just that the pubs that are kind of on the fringe of maybe their business wasn't as successful, they're the ones that are falling off and some of them are still around?
What the people who are surviving are the big conglomerates, the big parent companies, if you know what I'm saying. They've got multiple chains of pubs. They survive because they can take the cost, the damage that's done because of the drop in numbers.
I found an article from the Associated Press that kind of backs up what he's saying. The United Nations in 2007 issued its strongest policy recommendations for controlling tobacco use, urging all countries to ban smoking at indoor workplaces and in public buildings.
Well, and then Florida did it before that 2007.
It did in 2002, yeah.
Yeah, and the European Union is underneath the UN, as you know. Mm-hmm. And the head of the European Union, the president, Van Rompuy, he says that the European Union is what's called global governance. So it accelerates the process. And because Britain is part of the EU, the law gets fast-tracked. And it's been, as I said, it's passed the law very recently, and now it's just killed off any places where you can smoke and drink alcohol at the same time.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. So if they pass that law, if the feds pass the law in America, say goodbye to pubs, bars, you name it.
Do you know if people are starting up speakeasies or sort of private, quiet little clubs where they serve alcohol and smoke cigarettes sort of thing? Are you familiar with this at all?
No, because it includes all areas of public.
Well, no, these would be private clubs that you would have to know about in order to get in there.
Right, like someone's cellar or someone's shed that they use for a sort of private little clandestine bar or pub, if you will.
If someone tried that, they'd get caught and they'd just basically get fined.
They would get caught. I mean, certainly some speakeasies did get caught in the days of alcohol prohibition, but some of them probably were very successful without getting caught. Anyway, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. It's unfortunate. It is true. Bars in this country have seen a reduction in business from the smoker crowd.
Yeah, you know, it happened here in Keene. They made it so that bars couldn't smoke in bars.
Not all of New Hampshire they did that.
I live in here.
Gotcha.
So that's my experience. And you know, there were bars in town that didn't have smoking. Applebee's, I imagine nationwide, I don't know for certain, doesn't allow smoking or didn't allow smoking. They had people that would come in there and drink and sit and watch the TV and sure. You know, do whatever it is people do in the evenings at these places. I think Chili's was the same way. But
it's a market failure, Mark. That's what the advocates of this would say. This is a market failure because the market doesn't care about people's health. The market doesn't care. Well, these business owners are willing to allow people to just ruin their health, and they're willing to just play right into their hands.
The market cares about meeting people's desires as well as their needs. And I would agree that health's an important need, but you're going to die of something.
Well, I think a lot of people, if they knew of a smoky bar that they didn't like to go to because it was so smoky, they'd find a different restaurant or a different bar or a different pub to go to.
I don't want to go to a restaurant where they smoke. Honestly, I don't want to eat my eggs and bacon in a place where somebody's smoking next to me.
But obviously the alternative, having alternatives is what the market is best at. I think just a blanket one-size-fits-all strategy has failed in so many other approaches. Why should it succeed now?
Well, I mean, it is succeeding in that people are obediently stopping folks from smoking in their restaurants. I mean, it's succeeding from that point, but it's also succeeding in reducing the choices in the marketplace, as David pointed out, because these businesses are going under. So there are fewer places to enjoy a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, fewer places to go out and go to eat, because some of them have fallen off because the smokers were a good portion of their business, and they were willing to cater to them in the same way that
Applebee's or whoever is willing to cater to the non-smoking crowd. But that's not good enough for the do-gooders out there that have this vision of, you know, an America, or in this case, as Dave is pointing out, the whole world just stopping smoking. We need to do everything we possibly can to help save people from themselves. That's really what it comes down to, is this attitude that we know what's best, and we're going to go ahead and tell you how to run your business so that you can adopt our ideas and how to run your life. Sure.
You know, and I agree, quitting smoking, not smoking, those are good things. I'm absolutely for that stuff. However, I don't think the right way to go about it is to, you know, mandate the behavior, because there's a lot of things I don't think are a good idea. I don't think drinking high or consuming high fructose corn syrup is that great of an idea. I don't think MSG is that great of an idea. I don't think aspartame is that great of an idea. I don't think that fatty foods are that great of an idea. I don't think lots of these things are great ideas. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to consume and how you're going to live your life, though. Pretty soon, you've got the real live nanny state.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I opened a bar, I likely would not allow people to smoke in it, just because that's not the kind of bar that I would want to work in, and I would be working in the bar. So, you know, that's how I'd run it. But that's my business, not anybody else's.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Linda in Washington. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live, the NJJ and Mark.
This is so opportune because I quit. This is just as a precursor now, but I quit smoking a three-pack habit on a two-day fast. But this is just the beginning. Fasting changes reality. It can change our timeline. It can change this whole mess the world is on, because fasting, it makes you quit the way you see things.
I know that when I haven't eaten for 4 or 5 hours, I start to feel differently.
Yeah, like, there was no willpower involved. In fact, it was so thorough that 10 years later, I said, oh, I forgot all about it. I quit smoking 10 years ago. It was never a reality again.
So you quit smoking while you also were on a fast, is what you're saying?
No, I didn't smoke on a fast. I went on a two-day fast, and I was so filled with oxygen in the hills, it was never a reality to me. The idea of smoking or marijuana, well, in the first place, plants feel pain, too. Like, you don't want to burn plants. But the main thing, its main value, you know,
agriculture. Plants feel pain, and thank you for the call tonight, by the way. I appreciate it. If plants feel pain and animals feel pain, then what are you supposed to eat?
Well, this is where Dick Gregory was his Sondarian.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I wasn't asking her. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.